July 20th, 1995, 17 people were killed and 100 injured in northern India. Some terrorists carry out their activities with what they have, which may be very simple. Jammu, India. The conflict in the area of northwest India, or eastern Pakistan, depending on your geographical perspective, known broadly as Kashmir, has been a flashpoint for a very, very long time. The reasons for this are complicated, tied somewhat to the partition of the British Raj in 1947 into its modern constituent nations, and have been complicated by competing religious communities, Hindu and Muslim. Whatever the origin, the animosity between India and Pakistan, both of which are nuclear powers, worries a lot of people. The two sides have shown a lot of belligerence towards each other over many, many years, and some fear that this could mutate into open war. As much as I am critical of the Hindu nationalist, Qom extremist government of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and its unhelpful policies in the region, it is Pakistan which deserves the lion's share of the blame when it comes to actual terrorism in the contested Jammu Kashmir area. Pakistani terrorist groups regularly infiltrate into Indian-controlled territory and carry out attacks, and Indian counterterrorism and military forces regularly engage these terrorists. There is no end in sight for this cat-and-mouse game. On this day in 1995, an Islamist terrorist detonated a bomb hidden in a motor scooter in a market near a Hindu temple in the northern city of Jammu. When the smoke cleared, 17 people were dead and more than 100 injured. The terrorist group Harkat Ul-Ansar eventually claimed responsibility. Quote, "Soon after the blast, people who had rushed to the site began to throw rocks at police and accuse them of failing to stop terrorist attacks in Jammu." If you think about it, the MO for this attack was brilliant. Not only are motor scooters ubiquitous in many parts of Asia, and hence relatively inexpensive, but their ordinariness would not have drawn attention. This made the success rate of the plot higher. All this is a reminder that terrorism does not have to be complex. All that is sometimes required is a cause, an actor, and a vehicle, the latter being of simple design if necessary. With the inability of India and Pakistan to resolve this issue, expect more attacks to take place. What happened 25 years ago could just as easily happen again today.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.